Getting a PhD doesn't necessarily mean the end of your studies, because there are a lot of people who go on from a PhD to postdoctoral studies, but it is a very significant end to a very significant period of study, and it's a step in her life that Dr. Mosima Mabitsela has achieved, a PhD in agronomy from Stellenbosch University, joining us now on the phone. Hello, Mosima. Doctor.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. Are you used to being called doctor yet?
No. I actually don't want that. I don't know. I'm feeling shocked. I'm still overwhelmed and I'm feeling, so I don't know how I feel about it.
But the story that your undergraduate studies were made in large part possible by your father farmer's decision to sell off one of his tractors to raise the funds to get you into university, and you here you are X number of years later graduating with a PhD in agronomy. I think it's just such a wonderful circle that has been closed.
Yeah, you know what happened was that during COVID, I decided that, you know what, I want to change universities. I was at University of Zululand, where I did my undergrad and my master's. And then after that, during COVID, I decided that, no, I want to change. And then the change was me deciding that I want to go to Stellenbosch University. And then, I don't know, Cape Town, I don't know, Stellenbosch. But then, you know, when you're on Property 24, you could see that everything is just expensive in Stellenbosch. And then I had applied for bursaries, but then, you know, bursaries applied maybe around March or something. And then I told my dad that, you know what, you've got two textures. Sell one, give me the money, let me go to Stellenbosch. And then I promise you, I'll work hard. And my dad was like, okay, let me take the chance. And then he made two phone calls and then eventually he found a buyer. And then what happened was that the closing date for postgraduate to register in Stellenbosch was on the 31st of March. And then he was able to raise the money on the 15th of March. So everything was just a rush. But then eventually I was in Stellenbosch. I was able to register. And then everything just started from there.
And finished with a successful PhD. And how's your father managed with only one tractor?
Yeah, it's been hard for him. It's been really hard for him. Because with the two tractors, we do subsistence farming at home. So with a small one, would initially just plow at home, and then with the big one that he sold, would go out and hire two people that want to plow their fields. So now the change, he's not getting the income as he used to. But I told him that, you know what, I'll work. I'll make sure that I have a place that takes that day. Yeah.
And I mean, the fact that you come from a subsistence farming family, I presume that was a very significant, played a very significant role in your choice of study course.
Yes, I think for me, it was just easy for me to decide that I want to study agronomy, because as I went to university, I could see that where my family or people around me are suffering in terms of the decisions that they're making, in terms of their farming practices. So I wanted to get that knowledge so that when I go back, and I can always advise my dad that, no, do this. So that's what we check almost every day. I tell him that, you know what, the weather is going to be bad. Make sure that you irrigate maybe in the morning. So I think that with the education that, with how he helped me, he was also investing in him maybe improving his farming practices.
And, I mean, I can't imagine my daughter. Let me rephrase that. I can imagine struggling to accept my daughter's advice. Even though my daughter's advice might be expert and very important, I think I might struggle to accept it. But your dad was very open to benefiting from your learning, from your education.
Yeah, well, we do fight sometimes. He'll always tell me that, you know what, you've got the theory, I've got the practical. But then I'm telling him that, you know what, climate change is real right now. And the way you've been doing things need to change. But then it's been so hard. But then I think that looking back 10 years and what he's producing now, I think that he's on the right track. He's making a bit of progress.
And the subject of your PhD is going back to a sort of subsistence food in your area, which you think should be grown more efficiently, because then people are less reliant on expensive and potentially problematic monocultures.
Yes, so I was studying Bambara groundnut. It's mostly cultivated in Limpopo, Mpumalanga, KwaZulu-Natal, and then some other African countries. So what's of interest to me about the crop is that it's drought tolerant, and then it doesn't really need a lot of input to cultivate. And then right now with climate change, water scarcity is a problem. And then I understood that, you know, those small-scale farmers or subsistence farmers, they don't really have the resources to buy fertilizer or to mitigate against climate change. So I wanted to study this crop so that when I go back into communities, I can say that, you know what, maybe from your traditional, I would say soybean or cowpeas or whatever, plant Bambara groundnut. It's better tolerant to all of these stresses. So that was initially my plan.
And the, I mean, sort of basic study theme was Bambara groundnuts and hydroponics.
Yes, yes, yes. So I wanted to look at soilless cultivation. And then from that project, I was able to develop a smart planter box. So with that smart planter box, we also wanted to show that you don't need a lot of money to cultivate your crops using like smart technology, I would say. So that smart planter box, we use basic equipment that you can find in any grocery store. And then from that, we collaborated with people from the Department of Engineering. My supervisor, Professor Tinus Boysen at Stellenbosch University, he's the one that showed us that, you know what, you don't really need a lot of expensive technology to get your hydroponic system running. So we designed that, and then I also took it home to my community to say that people should also try cultivating. And what's nice about that hydroponic system is that you can plant a variety of crops in it. So, yeah, that was the plan with designing that hydroponic system.
I don't know how often it's happening. I think you're probably the third, maybe the fourth person I've spoken to, and they've all been women, I think, who come from rural farming communities and generally quite under-resourced rural farming communities who have gone into formal education and are studying ways of improving subsistence farming, improving yields, improving the nutritional content. And the most recent one I did was with somebody who'd studied the cowpea, which you mentioned earlier to me. And it would be wonderful if more and more people are doing what you and those others that I've spoken to are doing, using a kind of a sort of instinctive feel for the soil and the crops of the region, adding science to it, and then going back and making a difference.
Yes, I think that it's very important to, like, you can do the research at university, and then I strongly believe that you need to go back where you come from, because it's always nice when people come to a community and they can see that, oh, this was part of your research, you've made a change. So that's what I strongly believe in. Like, go out there, get the knowledge, transfer it back to your community. And for me, coming from a rural background, things are very much different compared to when you're in an urban setting.
And your aim is to go back. I mean, you know, I doubt that you're going to base yourself in whatever part of Limpopo. Maybe you will, that you came from. But what are the plans now, which will include giving back and sharing this knowledge in a practical way? But what else? What does the next few years hold for Dr. Mosima Mabitsela?
So what I normally do is that in my area where I come from, we normally plant in December in the communal lands that we have. So what I do is that I always participate in those activities whenever that I'm home, and then I advise them. Last year we went there, we planted, but then I heard that the rains were bad in Limpopo, so we're not going to have a good year. So then it means that maybe December I need to go back, and then we restructure again that, okay, since we saw that the maize didn't do good, what else can we plant? But then it will be really difficult to convince the people to move away from maize. So I think that just communicating and engaging with the farmers in the communal land that I belong to would be really great. I think communication, and then also doing something on the side that they can also see that, okay, you did this, it's working. Let's also maybe all transfer to that side.
It's been, I'll tell you what, the last 10 minutes have flown by. It's been wonderfully inspiring. It's just been such a delight to hear your enthusiasm for what you are doing, and understanding that what you're doing with this enthusiasm, with this passion, is going to make a very, very important practical difference. Thank you, Doctor, for talking to us.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Dr. Musima Mabitsela just graduated from Stellenbosch University with a PhD in agronomy. John Matham on Cape.